You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. Hey, thanks for hanging out with you boys. It means a lot to us. Got a mind bender coming up in about an hour. We have a trending report right now, so you know what's going on. Get a load of this. The people at the Vail Resorts communities, which they own multiple properties, they've announced opening dates for their North American resorts.
Hey, this is big.
So if you're excited and you're already looking forward to waxing them up and shushing, or what's the shredding?
Shredding and shushing.
Shredding and shushing. The season allegedly will begin at Keystone in mid-October.
Okay.
And then they add, as soon as weather and conditions permit. And I'm like, well, yeah.
There was snow on Pike's Peak yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't they talking about how over the
snowing up there
last week it was started snowing in some of the higher
the
peaks?
Little weather cams up there, and yeah, covered in snow already, a little dusting.
Breckenridge and Vail are going to try to open November 11th. Beaver Creek, Crested Butt are shooting for November 23rd.
Well, now, that's good.
They have stressed, Jeremy, that the dates are subject to change based on weather conditions and the progress of artificial snowmaking.
Of course.
They're also going to limit sales of lift tickets to, quote, prioritize the mountain experience for its guests. So they're only going to sell so many, and once they get to a point, they'll be like, no more lift tickets.
Cut it off. Now, which one of these resorts has sledding? Because I might go up and go sledding.
Well, you got tubing up at Winter Park.
Is it the tubing where you go down the hill, then you grab that rope, and it pulls you back up? And
you like that, huh?
I would do that with the kids.
Take your kids tubing.
Although, from what I hear, that's like $70 a person just to go sledding. So,
sledding or tubing?
It's the same thing to me. Your face. I call it the same thing. Sledding, tubing. You're just sliding down the hill. I understand that a sled is going to be more of a plastic thing.
Wooden metal.
Wood? What year is this?
Well,
nobody has a wooden metal sled anymore.
You better if you want to do it right.
Lock your hand right off.
Is this one of those protect the damn children again?
Nobody makes metal sleds anymore with wood.
Oh my God.
What are you thinking? Everything's plastic now.
Oh, somebody please pick up the children.
That'll slice a leg right off. I mean, you're going flying down a hill and there's a kid in front of you?
He's
dead.
How am I alive? I rode sleds
We've heard horror stories.
Well, you can hear a horror story about anything.
Nobody's taking a metal sled up to Keystone.
Oh, God.
They wouldn't let you in.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Sledding and tubing is the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
I know it's not, but for me it is. It's the same thing.
On to other news. A sports story. There's a referee shortage in Colorado.
I'll do it. I'll step up.
Some school districts have had to change their schedules. They say they're in crisis mode. They've been telling athletic directors all summer that they would not have enough officials to cover games, especially for Friday night football. Some school districts are already changing their schedules, like Cherry Creek Schools.
Huh.
And they say they've been doing this with basketball for years, but it's just now caught up to football.
Can't a parent step in? There's some guy that thinks he knows all about the game and the stands. I'm sure he can go out and chip in.
Just give me a whistle. Give me a whistle. I'll get out there. I'll call holding on every play.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that story. So, probably most of us, the vast majority of us, when we go to bed at night, we set our phone there on the nightstand and we plug it in. We let it charge all night. Don't you do that?
I do.
Yeah, everybody does.
But I've got a smartphone now that supposedly shuts off the charging.
Yeah, that's what it tells me. It gives me some sort of message that it's optimizing it, right?
Yeah, 10% left, and it'll finish like right before my alarm goes off.
Now some tech experts are saying it is bad, bad, bad for your battery to charge your phone all night, even though some of the smartphones have a smart way of doing things. They say what it essentially does is it warms up your phone too much.
Uh-oh.
And when your phone gets warm, that's bad for the battery over time. It kills it, you know, over time. So here's what they recommend you do instead. Charge it for about 30 to 45 minutes in the morning when you wake up. Then charge it for another 30 minutes in the mid-afternoon to get it up to around 80%. And they say that way your phone is spending less than 2 hours a day on chargers, which is a lot less than if you charge it overnight. And they say it'll last much longer.
I'm a big fan of just plugging it in and then submerging it in ice water to help keep it cool.
Put a fan on it.
My phone is actually doing pretty darn good. I've had it for over a year now, and it's still holding a charge really well.
I got to tell you something about that.
They're improving the batteries.
Sort of.
Mine's still doing really good.
But what I've found with phone batteries, and I think some people will back me up on this, is that it's doing fine, and then one day...
It's like, screw you.
It's like off a cliff.
I'm done.
It's like suddenly, oh my God, my charge is only lasting about 2 hours.
It's just giving up. It's like employees at work. It's like, you're fine, I'm done here.
Truth. Hashtag truth.
Get me out of here.
A new issue of Rolling Stone magazine, the UK edition, came out, put Harry Styles on the cover, and it crowned him the new king of pop. Now, Michael Jackson fans around the world are outraged. One of Michael Jackson's nephews tweeted, "There is no new king of pop. You don't own the title, Rolling Stone, and you didn't earn it. My uncle did."
Oh, snap.
I got news for you, nephew. You didn't earn diddly. You're living high on the hog off your uncle, Michael. He says, no disrespect to Harry Styles. He's mega talented. Give him his own unique title. And I don't have an argument with that. I think that's true.
Yeah. Don't steal somebody else's
title. Come up with a new title.
Yes. Yes. I saw something online the other day, so I'm sure it had to be true. But do you remember his Smooth Criminal music video?
Sure.
This is a blast from the past here. But he was dancing around in that little white suit.
Annie, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay? And they do that move where he's standing there, but they lean like way forward and then way backwards.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just Michael Jackson with some sweet dance moves. Turns out there was like a bolt coming out of the floor, and his shoes had a hook. Yeah, that went over the bolt, and it like held him in place so he could lean like that. And then lean back. I was like, well, I'm not impressed anymore. Like, it kind of ruined it for me because I thought he had, like, magic dance moves, you know?
Hold on, give it some time here. Let's at least do one round of Annie's.
So good. God, that's a good song, isn't it?
It's timeless.
Holy crap,
it's timeless.
Who redid that? Was that...
somebody better not redo it.
Alien Ant Farm redid it, didn't they?
Did they?
Do we have that in there?
Got it.
Yeah, anyway, that's a good song.
I got nothing else. What else is trending?
Nothing. We can talk about celebrities real quick and how big of jerks they are because the big drought conditions in L.A. are so bad right now. It's scary. They have no water, basically, in California. It's getting really bad.
They've even used up all of Colorado's water.
Yeah, it's really bad. And now the Los Angeles Times are reporting that Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian, Kevin Hart, Sylvester Stallone, and many other celebrities are among the biggest water wasters. They've all received notices that they have surpassed 150% of their monthly water budget at least four times since restrictions were put into place. Kevin Hart was up 519% in June. Dwayne Wade, I don't know who that is.
Basketball player.
1,400% over on his water allotage during June. Jerk move, man. They filling up pools? What are they doing with all that water?
I don't know. Shooting videos with water fountains?
I don't like that at all. This is scary stuff, running out of water. Why aren't we just tapping the ocean, Dom?
Well, there's that salination problem,
get the salt out of it, and
it's expensive.
Let's fill up California.
To desalinate is expensive.
It is, I know. It's quite a process, but we've got so much water out there.
Plus, you know, if there are rising ocean levels, it would be nice just to take the water out and use it to make Kim Kardashian
to
videos.
Fill up Kevin Hart's pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's kind of a fun stat since the kiddos are back to school. And I'm such a germaphobe, so this one had me, you know, cringing a little bit. But your kid's backpack is covered in 31 times more germs, or it's 31 times more germy than your cell phone. That's how many germs are on just your kid's backpack when they come home from
school. That makes sense.
It does. I mean,
they're in the little germ factory.
They're in the school, which is germy. They're hanging them on that little hooks, and everybody else's stuff is touching them. I wash my kids' backpacks about once a month.
Shut up. You do not. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I do. I throw them in the washer.
No,
wash
you
them.
Don't.
With a little cap full of Pine Sol. And I wash them and throw them in the dryer.
Wash your kids' backpacks?
You know what else I wash is their little lunch totes. The little soft lunch boxes.
You really
I'll
have
throw
a...
those in the wash. Well, look at it. It's 31 more times germier than your cell phone.
Sure, right.
And
yeah.
The clothes, too. It says when your kids get home from school, their clothes are 28 times germier than a toilet seat.
Quit over-cleaning. You need to have them build up their immune systems.
They are. It's only once a month.
Okay.
So they get, you know, germs for 30 days, and then one day they get, you know, clean backpacks, and they start all over. Here's Fat America for your dogs. I guess Friday is National Dog Day, and to celebrate, Krispy Kreme is unleashing a special line of donuts for dogs. They're called Doggy Donuts. Six different donut-shaped biscuits.
Can't dogs just eat a donut?
You're a donut-shaped biscuit.
Or is that...
No, it's got stuff in there that's not good for the dogs.
Like what?
Chocolate.
What if it was just a glazed donut?
I don't think the glaze is good for them either, and all that sugar? Not good.
Dogs eat everything.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to feed them donuts.
One day.
They're just as bad for your dogs as they are for you.
One day.
You don't know dogs very well.
It's the truth. I don't deny it. That's why I said it with a question mark at the end.
You don't want to throw down a dozen donuts for your Boston Terrier.
No, but give your dog one donut. Hold on.
You're just donut obsessed. That was the first thing Dom said to me this morning when I came in. He's like, did you bring donuts? You said you were going to bring donuts.
And didn't you say you were going to?
I was, but the place I was going to go get donuts changed their hours.
At Rover.com. It says, maybe donuts are okay for your dog. Donuts are high in sugar and fats, which are both harmful, blah, blah, blah. The oil that donuts are fried in may give your dog diarrhea.
And nobody wants that in the house.
Too much sugar and fats can cause pancreatitis in dogs.
There's all sorts of stuff. I don't think dogs are supposed to have grapes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Onions, I think, is another one.
But here it says one plain donut would be fine for your dog.
What was the thing my mom was feeding the pug?
This is just
like,
another. This is just a stupid gimmick from that.
Was it cinnamon rolls?
Gimmicky donut shop.
My mom was feeding her dog. What was it? And I was like, Mom, what are you doing? He just loves cinnamon. And it was like cinnamon rolls or something like that.
One little cinnamon roll won't hurt.
No, but it was like every day.
Oh,
and this
that's
little
not
pug
good.
That they had looked like it was like, help me.
But that's
I can't
not good.
Breathe.
Besides, I prefer Shipley donuts.
Do you?
Yes.
I like Voodoo.
Voodoo's good, but I don't want to wait in line.
It'd be nice if somebody that worked here brought us donuts this morning.
Shipley's donuts.
Come on now.
Bring them on. Chocolate on chocolate, please.
Please. Clickbait?
Clickbait.
It's kind of lame. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a beauty line that's selling little packets of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
For $25, you get like these six packets of really good makeup. But the gimmick is you don't know if they contain lip gloss or ketchup.
Oh.
Until you go to put it on, you know.
What a ripoff.
They both look the same, and... I don't know. I guess they're selling out of this stuff because it's kind of like a fun gag gift or something. So anyway, you can see the ketchup lip gloss.
Yeah.
Like I said, slim pickings today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Don't bother.
Clickbait.
Honestly, don't bother.
Don't even go look.
Never mind.
That's bad.